Our evening of prayer begins with us hearing God address us first from Psalm 100. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's now go before him in prayer and respond to that which he has just addressed to us. Almighty God, the only being full of every perfection, infinitely so, and for eternity. Thou who hast created, called into being by thy very word, thou who dost also serve as the God who has made everything, calling it into being by that word for thy purpose, but especially for the purpose of the service of thy Son, Jesus Christ, by whom and for whom all things were made. We gather this evening, beginning by expressing the adoration that thou hast by thy grace, by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ himself given to us. But the battle of that Spirit is with our natures, our old man, the man of our birth. And so we pray earnestly that thy Spirit will work powerfully within us to open the eyes of our hearts, as well as that of our understanding, to thy majesty. But thou dost not want us to worship and adore thee merely out of service, as slaves would work. But the psalm calls us to worship thee with singing, with a joyful noise, with gladness. And for that, we are very, very thankful that we may know that thou art not only the God who is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory for having created and for sustaining all the things which thou hast created, but thou art a God of grace. Undeserved love. An undeserved love that is not merely an emotion, but that which is a very description of thy being, three in one, loving each other. And then opening the door of fellowship unto thyself for some whom thou hast chosen out of this fallen human race and the world in which we live. Show us thy glory. Moses cried that in fear and trembling. We pray that thy glory, a glory that truly is seen through the spectacle of Scripture in all of creation, yea, even as we drove here to this facility tonight, the sun shining brightly on the golden leaves declaring in a very unique and special way thy glory. But thy glory is seen in the thunder and the lightning, in the rain, in the mountains, in the canyons, but not like the glory that is worthy to be given to thee when thou who dost condescend to see and know the things of heaven and of earth below dost also reach down to those who have fallen in Adam and who still as sinners are not worthy of anything from thee, but yet are constantly the objects of thy gracious love. We thank thee, and that's why we come. Show thyself in that glory, Father, a glory that will be revealed in the day of judgment most powerfully. Show thyself in that glory so that our desire to adore thee and worship thee and praise thee and love thee and serve thee, not just now in this hour, and not just as we observe thy hand in setting up and taking down kings and presidents, but in our daily life, when we lay ourselves down to sleep tonight, when we face each and every difficulty and trial and cross that it is thy pleasure for us to bear, may our adoration and praise be of thee forever. And now, Lord, we ask that thou wilt show us thyself so we may be able to say with the psalmist, thou, Jehovah, art good. And thy goodness is because thy mercy, that grace, is from everlasting to everlasting. And thou art faithful. Thou dost show thy truth, thy faithfulness to all generations. Reveal thyself then, Father, through the different passages of Scripture that are read, so that we may behold thee as face to face. And what a day that will be when we can see thee without sin hampering, without any weakness of our sinfulness clinging to us, but we will see thee as thou art, God, infinite and eternal, holy and perfect, with a majesty that we can never measure. To thee be the praise, honor, and glory, now and forever. Amen.
The scripture that was read and the prayer of adoration that was offered was by Reverend Ronald Van Overloop from the Grace Protestant Reformed Church in Standale.